So we've been talking quite a lot this afternoon about Charlie Kirk, the activist who was shot and killed at Utah Valley University yesterday. And I thought to unpack the bigger societal issues at play, let's chat to Reverend Kenneth Meshwe, who is the founder of the African Christian Democratic Party and has been a member of the National Assembly since then, actually, since 1993. Reverend Meshwe, thank you for joining me on Chai FM this afternoon.
My pleasure, sir. Good afternoon and shalom to all your listeners.
That put a smile on my face, I've got to tell you. That's a good start, Reverend. Thanks for that. I wanted to ask you, both as a pastor and as a seasoned political leader, how did you react when you first heard the news of Charlie Kirk's assassination?
It was a mixture of shock and anger. The people who are called radical left are cruel, intolerant, and dangerous in every society. What happened to Charlie Kirk has to be condemned in the strongest possible terms by every human being who believes in life, freedom to choose, freedom of speech, yeah, and freedom of association. That young man was courageous, and he was able to stand against his enemies because he knew that what he was standing for was truth. He was defending truth. He was defending his convictions and his right to free speech. So we are shocked, angered, and also devastated to hear what happened to him, and also to see that the person who is suspected is a person who looks much older than him. So we pray that his wife and children will be kept by the everlasting Father and protect them even from anger. Because when something like this happens to your family member, it becomes easy for you to justify anger and hatred. But he was a man who did not hate, and all those who loved him, I wish and pray that they will not be hateful like those who killed him.
Reverend Meshwe, it's so interesting listening to what you're saying, because as I was watching this happen yesterday, almost live every moment, I was wondering, am I witnessing history? Is this going to be the point at where people say enough and no more? Is that the point that we got to yesterday? I mean, I don't know. What is your feeling about the impact of the moment?
Well, that should make people more determined to stand for their convictions. It is true, many should say enough is enough with this intimidation, yeah, with this hatred coming from the radical left, the hatred that those who are perpetuating it think that all hide away and stop standing and speaking out for what we believe. So I am one of those who say what Charlie Kirk suffered should cause people to say, if we do not stand up and stand for truth, righteousness, and justice, our children are facing a very, very dangerous future. We need to speak and try to rectify and challenge the haters who got rid of Charlie Kirk. You know, one of the good things about him, I heard, was that he was a young man who did not shy away from debate. He challenged people. If you don't agree with me, you have your own opinion, and I don't mind debating you. So we need more people who speak out for what they believe in. And obviously, I'm also delighted to hear how the president of the U.S., please, President Donald Trump, yes, decided to honor that young man. At 31, to have the flags of the U.S. all over. To fly how half-mast, that is a respect and honor that is far beyond what I thought would happen. But I salute that president for having done that, because this was a great young man that must be honored.
So what you're telling me then is that this assassination is signaling a much deeper crisis in political or ideological intolerance in the world today.
Well, definitely, definitely. Intolerance in the world is increasing. Christians and Jews are being targeted. A week does not pass when you do not hear about Christians who are massacred, even on the African continent, because of intolerance. What's wrong with having a different faith, believing something different? Why shouldn't people accept the fact that we are different and we cannot think the same way, we cannot believe the same way, but it is the radical left, unfortunately, the most liberal, that we knew when we grew up, they were the most tolerant. But these days, things have changed. It is not the 100%. So-called conservative right that are dangerous. It is now the leftists who are dangerous. So our children and our people must be determined to teach their children, to protect their children, and to encourage their children to love truth at all costs. Because if you don't love truth, we are definitely going to be equally blamed for our world that is becoming very cruel, very, very cruel. You know, something I raised in Parliament today when I spoke, unfortunately, I could not finish reading what I wanted to read. Yesterday, I got a WhatsApp notice. Yeah. Actually, I got this message this morning about a pregnant woman who was about to give birth in Pretoria, who went to hospital. And there is this organization that is also very intolerant called Dudula. They say their members refused to allow that woman in. She was crying in pain. She was asking for mercy. And some people were taking videos of this. I mean, this is cruelty beyond explanation. It is intolerable, and our world definitely, and South Africa, with its intolerant attitude, whether to Christians, whether to Jews, whether to whoever, this is not necessary. This country is based on the foundation of reconciliation. And it is time that we, that believe in people living together, regardless of their opinions, need to speak louder, louder than the haters who want to destroy those who disagree with them.
That's a really beautiful place to leave it, Reverend Meshwe. Thank you for talking to me this afternoon.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Shalom.